We're here with Calvert head coach Matt Nagel at the team's close 2018 win over the University of Maryland. Nice to get back on the winning side.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, after taking that loss to Augustana, the guys came back, and it was a tight one, but win's a win sometimes.
Let's jump right ahead to the final match. You're down by three heading into that match at 285. You have Cody Kasprig up. You tell him going into that match to do anything different, or you just have him wrestle the same match that he's going to?
Exactly. I told him to, as a matter of fact, I tried to stress not to do anything different. Just do everything as if you're trying to score points and the pin will come, and that's exactly what happened. So, and he's wrestled the guy before, so we that's why we kind of went with him, too, to get those bonus points.
And then starting off the match, you get two wins right off the bat with a couple of newcomers, Gabe Fulton and Giannis. Gabrib got the two wins. Talk about what they did well.
Yeah, you know, that's very encouraging to see our young guys come out that way. And that's why we're kind of flip-flopping with some guys. They're two different starters at 125 from Augustana to let Gabe come out. And it was, kind of a difference maker in our duel. We won this one, and it's nice to start out with points on the board versus trying to dig your way out of a hole. So it was good.
And then Kevin Finball kind of grinds out his victory later on in the match. What has he done well in the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think that was huge, a senior captain like he is, and wrestling a tough guy in Englehart, and they've wrestled many, many times, and that's, like you said, it was just a grind, and he outgrounded that match and pulled out the victory, and had he not done that, it might have cost us the duel, so it was a huge huge deal for him.
Now you have a little bit of a break before you get back at it. What are you guys going to go back and work on in the room?
You know, we're going to keep doing the same thing that we're trying to do, and that's just get really good at the basic stuff, and keep applying pressure and scoring points.
It just came out that you ranked 11th in the country, which is a great step for the program. And you guys continue to like face tough dual meet every single time you're facing Division II. But as you look forward, you got the Minnesota duels coming up. Is that what you guys kind of gear towards, is as tough as competition as you can find?
Yeah, you know, and I think within our area and our location, it works out well for us. But obviously, we want to get our kids exposed to the toughest competition we can so that when we do wrestle our Division III and our MIAC opponents, that they're ready to go. And I think it will start to show through, and we'll see some good results.
Good luck.
All right.